GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show, and gee, ain't we lucky we got Chris and Chris on the phone, the computer geeks. Do you know which one is in the computer room this morning?
I think Chris Downs is there.
Try him online, too.
Hey, Chris Downs.
Good morning from the computer room.
Yeah, we got a guest, right?
All right, one for one. Let's go for two for two. Who's the guy at Midcoast Mobile Repair?
Funniest guy on earth, Chris Quimby.
Good morning.
And he means funny haha, not funny strange.
Well, oh well.
Guys, my youngest son has attention deficit issues. And at first I wanted to ignore them. And now I realize I've got to make some accommodation for them. And I found an app that came up in my Facebook feed, and I decided to grab it and see what it would do. It's called Speechify. And it allows you to, and I guess there are a lot of other programs that will do this, you can take a snapshot of a textbook, and it will translate it, and it will read it to you. You can do the same with PDFs. You can do the same with articles. I'm hoping, I don't think it's going to be a game changer, but I think it's going to help. I showed it to Elizabeth. We're pretty excited to give this thing a shot. And it got us to thinking about how some of the apps that are out there might help with education. And we figured we wanted to ask the two of you what you might have encountered, what you might have heard from your customers at what might be the best apps for education. And Chris Downs, we're going to go to you first. I don't know if this has been on your radar, if it is on now, and maybe you've got a couple of ideas. What have you seen for some of the best apps for education?
Well, I'll be honest, I don't really have anything top of my head for education. I am very intrigued with the app you're speaking of, Speechify, right?
Yes, sir, Speechify.
Because there's a lot of folks, attention deficit, and a lot of folks like me are quite dyslexic. Reading is a challenge at times. So I would think this app would be very helpful for dyslexics also.
It'll be interesting to see. Chris Quimby, let's go to you to see if you have any thoughts on best apps for education.
Boy, we're striking out here. I got a bunch of suggestions from people in other categories for apps and from myself, but and my kids are grown and out of the house, so I don't have personal experience with what they would be using. Nothing in specific, and my customers generally don't speak about that stuff. I will say in general that I have quite a few customers who have autistic children, and we'll just say in general that an iPad, for example, is a very useful resource for them to have and really keeps their children occupied and engaged in something.
At the same time, that can also be that level of distraction, right?
Mm.
I don't know, George, I'm looking at you through the glass, and I know...
Well, I've got a lot of great-grandchildren that play with the computers all the time. And I'm sure they're learning, and they can count. They can, you know, I didn't learn to count till I was 10. They can count. They can do ABCs. They can sing songs, and they're all learning this. They're not in school yet. Where are they learning it? And they know how to go to apps.
I wonder if there's an idea that early on an iPad might do something well for helping to educate a younger individual, but an older individual, that it becomes that technological distraction with the games. Chris Downs, we'll go to you on that one. What are you seeing?
Yes, like any of these things, there's very good things and there's very bad things. I too have customers who have autistic children, and their app, their iPad is crucial to them. I have one customer who pretty much always has one being on its way sent to my shop while she has another one for backup, because having that iPad up and running is very important to them. Mm-hmm. But yes, I've also talked to educators who have students with their iPads and their phones in the classroom, and they know darn well they're not doing their schoolwork on that device at the time.
Yeah, Chris, I'm guessing, Chris Quimby, you've heard or seen the same thing.
I've heard of it, yeah, and Chris is anecdote there about with backup iPads, like that is the testament of how crucial they are, that they wouldn't want to be without one. And I see the same. There's an urgency in the parents that I have with autistic children to make sure this thing gets taken care of quickly so there can be continuous availability of it. And just to shed a little bit of light on this whole topic of education, like I think the implication is that we're talking about the education of youth, but obviously all of us adults are using various resources online in order to educate ourselves to things and to get information for a variety of other things as we, you know, because we're always still learning.
Mm-hmm. A couple of listeners sending us text messages into the MTG text line. One says, PragerU, PRAGERU, PragerU is a great tool. You go to their website and it's their cell line is free videos, free minds. With 4.9 billion views and counting, our videos are changing the conversation about American ideas. That's the first I'd heard about this. Another two people sent to us, ABC Mouse. I've heard of this one as well. I think it's I think there's a fee to it. ABC Mouse, and it's for, I want to say, pre-K 1, 2, maybe third graders? ABC Mouse exists. Have either of you, any among us, heard of Khan, K-A-H-N, Khan Academy?
No.
I have not. I have heard of PragerU, though.
Yeah. Well, what's your take? What have you heard of PragerU, Chris Downs?
They put a lot of videos out there. It's about American history, and some of it's about politics. And I know they, I think relatively recently, are moving into the education side of it for youth. I know that, I think they first started with college-age students, and now they're putting out programs for youth.
Mm-hmm. The aforementioned Khan Academy, K-H-A-N. We have this on our learning devices at home, and they have classes for pre-K, K, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all the way up to 12-year-olds. And it's a real, you know, you get about that 8th grade, 9th grade math where mom and dad can't help anymore, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Khan Academy is a great resource. Who do I know? Rebecca Hupp, part of the thing that she made her kids, William and David, do every morning. You want screens for the rest of the day? You got to go put in an hour on Khan Academy. And then the parents can also track the time, because it sends the notification as to how much time the kids are putting.
Well, I think Chris made a great point that...
Which one?
Both.
Okay.
When I say Chris, I'm complimenting both.
Okay.
Adults are learning just like kids. I haven't looked at all of them here. There are two or three that I use, particularly in languages. Sometimes you know, the world is kind of small these days. I like to look at other newspapers in other countries, which I can get, but I don't understand everything. I understand something. You just put it into your app and there it is in English.
I wonder how much that's going to be able to help a student. And I suppose there are some applications for it. This person writes to Andrew up in the county. Andrew, where you been? He writes this text message to us as we talk with the computer geeks. My 9-year-old is sitting here telling me which of those apps you're talking about is crap and which ones are good.
Hell no.
So I wrote back and let us know, your 9-year-old. We don't know if it's a he or a she, but let us know which ones are crap and which ones are good. Kim in Belfast writes to us. She's been using PragerU. With a long A, apparently it's PragerU. Thank you, Kim. Great videos, she writes. Check it out. And Andrew's 9-year-old writes back that ABC Mouse is crap.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Thanks for letting us know that.
Yeah, we wanted to know that. It really made it.
Okay. That's good to know. Endorsed by a... No. Fact-checked by a 9-year-old.
Well,
although I probably would have said at the time many things in my youth were crap that ended up being really useful to me. the fact that they were effective made them unappealing to me at the time.
Oh, I've heard of the IXL. IXL is a an app. The letter I, the letter X, the letter L. And mm-hmm. I'm trying to look it up. IXL Math. I've heard of this as well. The kids didn't take to it. And it gives K through 12 options for at-home learning, IXL. And this person writes to us, different person. It's not Andrew's 9-year-old, IXL is crap.
That seems to be a popular
if it has to do with math, you know, you got to wonder.
Well, hey, online learning is the thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where, you know, ABC, yeah, ABC Mouse or whatever you were talking about.
There. That one's crap, though.
That's crap, huh?
Yeah. Khan Academy, however, Robert writes in to us. He's written this email to us in the McLaughlin Seafood inbox. Khan is great. K-H-A-N. Khan Academy is great. Also, 3 to 6-year-olds, there is an app called Head Sprout. It's an excellent reading and math app for 3 to 6-year-olds. This person writes, I use the Mulligan app for my 2 youngsters. They love it, and you can also track their time. And this person writes to us, I put the IXL map on the iPad, okay? I'm the mom, and I'm telling you it's crap.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, this person writes to us, Khan Academy was great until they went from education to indoctrination. I know a lot of people are going to wonder whether or not this is working, this is not working. Okay, the 9-year-old from Andrew in the county who said ABC Mouse is crap, he says IXL is okay.
We're all over the place here.
So judge it, you know. Well, it's like TripAdvisor, you know. Right now, IXL has 3 stars instead of 5.
I'm glad I didn't take it and come to this show with all these recommendations of things I Googled and then have these 9-year-olds correct me that what I was recommending was crap.
Hey, Dad, that's crap.
Chris, I think you're cool. You'll always be cool to me.
Thanks.
I wish there were a better, and someone writes to us, I wish there were a better way to convince my kid to hide education as entertainment. I wish there were a better way to hide education in entertainment, especially with math. Oh, and here's another one. Epic Kids books. Apparently that's an app as well that some people might consider using. Best apps for education. But if you're not tracking the time, if the kids aren't putting in the work, how do you know it's working, though? That's the question.
Mm-hmm. Probably isn't.
You can only hope. Well, it's better than sitting watching Bugs Bunny Roadrunner cartoons. Wait, no, we didn't. We turned out fine, didn't we? Chris Downs of Chris Downs Computer Room. Thanks for being a part of our program. Where do we find you online?
I love your listeners, and I'm at chrisdownscomputerroom.com.
And Chris Quimby, Midcoast Mobile Repair. Where do we find you?
At midcoastmobile.com, but it's crap.
This is the George Hale, Rick Tyler Show. Speaking of crap.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.